Hello, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, it's just my phone hasn't rang in 6 weeks, and my bills and overhead don't stop, and it soaked up all my money at the moment.
Okay, so...
And it's been a nightmare with advertising with Angie, and...
Oh, yeah, I hear that a lot. We deal with a lot of their clients, too. One suggestion that I can give you is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And the reason I suggest that is a lot of people will do that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah, and they're not really generating anything.
The Facebook ads aren't?
No.
No? Okay, let me look on the dashboard here.
I think there may need some optimizing. I saw this deal. I'm working on my Instagram, and it's like you can go in there, and you probably know better than I do, make a couple adjustments to the settings to go to people in my area searching for my specific services.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting a lot of East Coast people on my Facebook, so I don't get that.
I see. Yeah, that's really strange, because we always just target, you know, areas that are closer to you. But, sometimes people do really well with the Facebook ads, and they call us and they increase the budget. And then other times people say that they're not doing so well with them. So, you know, if you wanted to save a little bit of money, you could take them off. And with that $149 package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website.
Have I been verified yet? Does it show
It showed on February 21st that there was a note here that they were waiting to hear back from Google after they submitted your documents. So let me send that department a message and see if they get back to me right now. If not, I can communicate with you as soon as they respond. But I just want to see if Google has replied to that. So give me a second here.
I think that'll change a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight, you know, especially since Google requires sometimes, you know, more information. But we've gotten that all over to them, and it looks like we were just waiting. So... I'll put, did we hear?
Yeah, I hope my licensing doesn't hinder the process, because I'm at a standstill with that before I can, I don't know what happened.
You have a license?
I don't. I have my business license expired, and so did my insurance, because I was supposed to have my C-20 by now.
Oh,
and it didn't work out. It took longer than I thought it would. And I don't know what the deal is with Angie Ads. I was bringing in about 12 to 15 grand a month. And then now it's just the last 2 months I've brought in 2 grand.
Wow. What a big difference, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm furious with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the problem, what I hear from other clients, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but they say because they're selling that lead to you and to everybody else out there, sometimes they're running all over town bidding on all this work, and then they get undercut by other companies, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 100 miles away, and they just got charged for it. So if that happens...
I've been getting Spanish-only speaking customers. And
oh,
then
really?
I've gotten a phone number not in service, and then I call within seconds or minutes, and they said they've already spoken to somebody. I'm like, so they're giving you to the higher paying people, and then they're trickling it down.
Yeah.
And it's just, I pay $700 a month to get screwed around. I'm not happy at all with them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame you.
I'm going for exclusive leads only after this.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So, if it were me, I would probably try it at the 149 with us for a while, because that'll save you some money. And then I'm sure that you're almost verified on this end as far as the Google verification, just because there was a note in there on the 21st. And sometimes when they notate the account like that, it takes like 7 or 10 business days. So we're probably
going to renew my license.
Yeah, don't worry right now until I hear back, though, because the license and insurance, that isn't always required to appear on Google. So if you recall, we initially sent you that email, action needed pictures for Google verification, and you sent us stuff back. So there's about 7 suggestions in that email, which include license and insurance. But sometimes people will send over an invoice with their work address or a work vehicle with tools or things like that that will solidify that they're a valid business in the area. You see, so with that,
yeah.
We could,
so they got all that. They got my garage all set up for work, and then my truck with the logo and all my tools.
Yeah. So until we hear back, I wouldn't really worry about the license and insurance yet, because, you know, Google will publish its businesses. All they want to know is that you're a valid business in the area. So, and they're at the behind the scenes, they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, you know, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So then, you know, you've submitted all of that and we're waiting to hear back, but I would imagine it's going to be published any time now, just because that note was in here from the 21st.
So I was looking into funding, and I'm going to switch my address to a virtual address and get a 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wonder if I could use the number I paid for. What is it called again?
The tracking number?
Yeah, the tracking. I don't know why I can't remember that tracking number,
yeah.
But I wonder if that would, I think they want a 1-800 number. But,
I can ask them if we can change the tracking to a 1-800 number. Sometimes that throws a red flag with Google, only because, you know, they're trying to get you published as a valid business in Stockton, right? And sometimes if you put an 800 number on there, Google won't trust you and say, hey, maybe this guy's not really in Stockton since it's an 800 number, right? So I would wait until, you know, the listing actually publishes. And then if we can get you a 800 number at that time, we can change it and it shouldn't affect you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as long as I get verified first.
Exactly. Yeah, I would hold off on that right now. And then for the 149, do you need a little bit more time, or is there another card?
Wednesday?
Okay. So I'll make that adjustment for you and take those Facebook ads off, because like you said, you're pretty good at doing that on your side. And then on Wednesday, I'm sure everything will go fine with the payment, but if we have any further trouble, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Okay.
All right,
I have
good. I'm happy with
that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I am kind of broke right now, I still can't. I have customers, they couldn't pay for their stuff, but I'm like, when can you? And that check I'm waiting for, so I can make that payment on Wednesday.
Yep. I hear that a lot with businesses that, you know, they finish the job and then they have a hard time collecting on the payment. So I feel for you guys. It's hard enough to be in business right now. And then, you know, when you have to wait on payment, it makes it a little bit harder. So don't worry. I mean, even if Wednesday doesn't happen, I can always give you a little bit more time on the back end over here. Okay. But I'll just kind of circle back to the account on Wednesday and see if everything's good at that time. Okay.
Okay, one more question. You, when I work with you guys, I don't remember if I heard you correctly. You said I cannot work with other marketing companies.
I'm not sure I understand you. So, are you asking that if we're working on your Google, if you should not work with other companies on Google, or just other companies in general?
Because I don't know if I remember correctly or not, but I know I get a lot of other people calling from Google, trying to, because they're like, I see you're not on here. I'm like, yes, I'm waiting on something, man. Relax, quit calling me. But I went to work with a digital marketing company, and I felt like it messed with a lot because it was a nightmare and a complete waste of money, and they've created a whole other Facebook and all kinds of other, I don't know, it was a headache and a half.
So what those companies don't tell you is, number one, they're not Google, because Google doesn't call the general public.
Oh, no.
Google
Mark, he wasn't claiming to be, but I get the calls. But they
okay.
just, he just, I don't know. I don't, I, you're
well,
wasting my money. It was, I spent like $800
exactly.
that month and got nowhere.
Because we already initiated that process to get you verified on Google, so they can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt you, right? And they can't do anything with the one that we initiated because they don't have access to it. So sometimes, you know, all they do is they create another Facebook and they make a bunch of problems. But as far as the Google, you're almost like throwing that money down the toilet. So I'm happy that, you know, you figured it out now, but, you know, now you're $800 out with that guy, and I feel bad, you know, that that happened. So Adrian, is if anybody else calls you and says anything like that, like, oh, you're not verified on Google and you have to sign up with me, just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. Chances are they're a scam caller and they're not going to call me, but that way at least you can kind of defer all that nonsense away from yourself.
Yeah, they get on my nerves. They're like, well, they don't seem to be doing your job. I'm like, it takes time, and you're not going to get me there any faster.
Exactly. Yeah, and if they do say they're going to get you there faster, chances are they're just, you know, blowing smoke. You know, they're promising
they're
the moon and the stars,
desperate.
And then they can't deliver, you know, exactly. So at least we set a proper expectation. But listen, while we were talking, James did get back to me from the verification department, and he did tell me that Google is offering what's called a live video verification. So he's sending you an email on it, and it's pretty cool because what you'll do is you'll go on there, and the instructions are on there, and you'll just submit all the documents that you had submitted to us, but on a live video call with Google. And sometimes they'll ask that you're in the area. So let's say that the 9532 Bancroft Way is a home address and you don't want it published. You don't have to necessarily be at the home address, but at least be somewhere in Stockton when you do the video call. That way Google can
Well, they need to see my setup. I rent my garage out to myself as my shop. And so it's a write-off, but so that's what I'm using as my shop, because it's a single car, it's a 10x30 garage, and I got all my shelving and everything.
I see. Well, then that's going to be a good setup. Do it from there then, absolutely. If you rent the garage and you can show them a setup, then that would help. So
I think what they're going to My business card, I have a digital business card, so I don't think the link probably was, it brought up the right thing. And then the invoice, I sent a screenshot, I think. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll find out.
I would just say, since Google is offering that, absolutely go into the email and get that done as soon as possible, because when Google offers that step, they don't offer it to everyone, so it's actually really good that they're offering it to you. But when they do offer it, I think it expires in like 14 days, so you don't have to drop everything and do it right now, but just get it done as soon as you can, because if you let that 14 days come and go, then we have to go back to square one and contact them again and see what options we have. So right now they're giving us that option, which is a great one. I think that that's going to help you tremendously to get that done.
Yeah, probably just have the confusion.
And they already sent you the email on it. So I'll, like I say, circle back to this on Wednesday. But do me a favor, Adrian, if you have any questions on the email or any questions, you know, after we hang up, just feel free to reach out to me. And my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777.
All right. Thank you, Tina.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week, too.
You too. Talk to you Wednesday.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.